我们打开罗马书十二章第一到第二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神良善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12:1-2. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
这段圣经很重要，所以我们从这段圣经来思想如何敬拜侍奉神。
This passage is crucial, and from this passage we will think about how to worship and serve God.
这段圣经告神告诉我们，从这段圣经里面神告诉我们要将身体献上来当作是一个敬拜。
And this passage tells us that we are to present our bodies as worship.
所以我的基本上三点我先让大家知道，你不用猜。第一点呢，就是敬拜的劝勉。
And these are the three points of my outline, so I will quickly let you see this, the counsel of worship, to worship, that's the first point.
第二点是敬拜的命令。
And secondly, the commandments of worship.
那么第三点是敬拜的这个结果。
And thirdly, the consequence of worship.
如果你看中文圣经，你会觉得这段这一节到两节呢，不是是讲侍奉，而不是讲敬拜。
If you look at the Chinese translation, you might see that these two verses is about service and not worship.
但是呢，如果你仔细看的话呢，你会看中文，你会看英文的话，你会发现这段圣经他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，这个侍奉两个字呢，跟敬拜是可以相对调而用。
And if you actually read both the English and the Chinese, you realize that what is translated as worship in verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a spiritual worship. The word worship and the word service can actually be used interchangeably.
所以这个希腊字，这个希腊字 lereia 可以翻译成侍奉，也可以翻译成敬拜。
And this Greek word lereia can be translated as both worship and service.
而且你看到那个字将身体献上，这个献上这两个字呢，是 paristhema。意思是指在圣殿里面献祭的这个动作。
And the Greek word paristhemi, which is translated here as present, is actually the same word used for presenting offerings or sacrifices in the temple.
所以在这边他说，所以弟兄们，我是用神的慈悲劝你们，将身体好像祭物在圣殿里面献上，然后呢，这样的侍奉或者这样的敬拜呢，是神所喜悦的。
And so, Paul is writing here, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. It's like an offering, a sacrifice in the temple, and this is holy and acceptable to God.
所以我们要问的问题，什么叫做敬拜？
So the question we want to ask is, what is worship?
什么叫做敬拜？我们每一个主日来教会敬拜，敬拜是什么意思？
And when we come on every Lord's Day to worship,What exactly does worship mean?
很多时候我们来教会的时候，很多人来教会，他说这个气氛很好，这个敬拜的气氛很好，我的感觉很好。
Many people go to church and they talk about the atmosphere of worship and it makes them feel good.
所以那个问题是，你要来那个教会，你要有感觉好呢，还是你感觉好，还是神感觉好？
But the question is, when you come to church, do you seek for your own good feelings, or should God be feeling good instead?
所以你来教会是你靠感觉吗？你是来教会要感觉好你才来教会，感觉不好你就不来教会吗？
So when you come to church, is it only because you feel good coming and you will not come when you don't feel good?
所以什么叫做敬拜呢？
So what exactly is worship?
有些人来教会说，我来教会我没有什么得着。
And some people say, I come to church but I did not gain anything.
所以他没有得着他就不要来教会。
And when they do not gain anything, they do not want to come anymore.
所以我要问你，你来教会要得着呢，还是来教会付出呢？
So the question to you is, do you come to church to gain, receive, or do you come to church to give?
今天我们来教会就是 要得着，要我们要向神要更多东西，但是我们要问，我们来教会敬拜是来得东西呢，还是要来献上我们的一切？
So when people come to church and they say I did not receive or I did not gain anything, but the question is, do you come to church seeking to receive and to get more things from God, or are you in church in order to give something to God?
今天我们很多人来教会呢，就是坐在那边，就像今天我们每一个人坐在那边。我们来教会呢，就是坐在那边听到，然后听音乐、听讲道、听看表演。请问这个是不是敬拜？
And today many people come to church just like what we are doing here, and the most people will be seated and they are listening to the message, they are listening to the music.And they are even actually watching an entertainment. So the question is this worship?
啊，我们听到的时候啊，他发音不准，他讲的不够清楚，他的这个刚才其实我们的领事唱的很好，我很喜欢他的声音。其实我心里在想，当如果是我的丈夫，我是一定要他来唱一首。
And we come to church and we.Talk about how the speaker mispronounced words and we talk about his speaking style. But actually, I want to comment that the brother who led us in songs just now, he sang really well. And in my funeral, I wish that he would sing one or two songs there.
这个就是我的遗言，我的遗嘱啊。
And this is my dying wish.
到死的时候也听最后一次吧。
And when I'm dead, still hearing the song one last time.
所以我们来教会就是要听音乐唱，就是坐在那边吗？
So when we come to church, do we come to listen to songs and sit there?
所以我们要问什么叫做敬拜？
So we want to ask, what is worship?
今天很多人讲到敬拜的时候就是唱诗歌。
Today, most people refer to worship as singing songs.
所以敬拜在圣经里面是不是真的唱诗歌呢？
Is the Bible's definition of worship just limited to singing of songs?
首先让我们讲一讲什么叫做敬拜。
So firstly, let us talk about what is worship.
敬拜呢，这个英文字敬拜呢，其实是从一个旧的这个英文字从这个旧的英文字里面呢，它的意思是指 worship， 就是说值得有价值的意思。
And the word worship.It's actually derived from an old English term, which is actually the word worship, or is talking about worthiness.
所以当我们来到教会的时候呢，我们讲到有一个重点，就是要把神讲，把圣经的神、圣经的主呢，按照他所启示呢，给我们看见他的荣美、他的价值、他的重要。
And one of our goals when we preach.On a Sunday, when we preach the sermon, we want to actually show from the Bible who God is and His importance and what He is worth.
所以
what is worth
给我们看见他的荣美，然后我们的心里感觉到主真好，主真的很有价值。我们放弃一切，就是要为了得着主。这种心情呢，这种唱诗歌，这种有一种从心里发出来的赞美，才有价值。
And when we understand the greatness and the beauty of God, and we realize that He is worthy of us sacrificing everything to come before Him, and when we come with such hearts, then this is making God worthy.
所以我们在讲道的时候，我们在聚会之前呢，请大家安静。
So before we preach and before we start the service, we invite everyone to quieten your heart.
让我们大家 安静自己的心，预备心来敬拜。
And we invite everyone to quieten your hearts and prepare for worship.
为什么呢
？Why？
很多时候我们进来这边，我们吵吵闹闹进来，很忙啊，或者很赶时间来到，一坐下来，然后就唱诗歌，赞美赞美。
Very often we come and we are rushing into church and we have lots of things that we need to get settled and then we rush into church and then we start singing praise God, praise God.
你这样赞美，口有唱，心里没有，所以你的唱歌是假冒为善，它是这个虚假的。你口里这样赞美主，心里根本没有想赞美主，这样的敬拜神不见了。
And if you come to worship like this.Yes, you sing the words from your mouth, but your heart is not here. And such kind of singing is actually hypocritical and superficial, and God is not pleased with such an act.
所以马太福音十五章第八节说，我的百姓嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
That's why Matthew 15:8, God says, "These people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
所以这样的敬拜也是枉然。
Such worship is in vain.
所以我们必须要准备预备自己的心，安静自己的心，准备好我们唱的诗歌是不是真的从心里发出。神不看外表，是看内心。
So when we come, we need to actually quieten our hearts and to check if whatever that we do is truly from our hearts and not just from our mouths.
所以我们安静我们的心，预备。当我们唱诗歌的时候，我们思想诗歌的这个诗词，然后回应神。这样的敬拜是神所要的敬拜。
That's why we quieten our hearts and we think about the words that we sing and we respond to the words that we sing. And this kind of worship is what God wants.
所以你会发现呢，我们敬拜的意思呢，是从心里面看见主的价值啊，来看到它非常重要，来敬拜它。
So the true meaning of worship is when we realize in our hearts that God is worthy.And so we come and worship him.
希伯来文的这个赞美呢的意思就是指重量。
And the Hebrew word for praise actually means weight.
所以你看神看得很重，比一切都有价值，更重，更重要。这个叫做敬拜。
So when you see God as being weighty and or in other words valuable and more worthy than anything else.
那么这个除了这个用敬拜的意思，我们思想一下敬拜的方式。
And other than the meaning of worship, let's look at the way of worship.
所以用口敬拜有错吗？
Is it wrong to worship with our mouths?
当然没有。
Of course not.
希伯来书十三章十五节他说，我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为献祭为祭来献给神，这就是那承认主之名嘴唇所结的果子。
Hebrews 13:15 tells us, through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name.
那么以弗所书五章十九节也是说，用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和来赞美主。
Ephesians 5:19 also tells us to address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart.
所以我们要学习用口用语言来赞美神。
So we need to learn to worship with our lips and language.
但是除了语言用口来赞美呢，还要用心来赞美。
But other than with our lips, we also need to worship with our hearts.
所以主耶稣在跟跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲道的时候，他就讲说，你们拜神呢，是在这个上或者在那个上。主说，真正拜神的是用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
And when Jesus was speaking with the Samaritan woman by the well, the woman asked Jesus whether to worship on this mountain or that mountain. But Jesus' reply is, "No, you are to worship God in spirit and in truth."
所以刚才我就跟大家讲了，神说，你们用嘴唇尊敬我，其实心里却远离我。
And just now we quoted the verse that God says, "You worship with your lips."But your heart are far from me.
所以敬拜呢要从心里面发出。
So worship must come from the heart.
让我们再讲一些在我们还没讲下去，我想提醒一件事情。你知道我们每一个人都是，我们神创造我们，我们每一个人都是 worshiper， 我们每一个人都有这个 敬拜的那种倾向。
And let me just say this before going on to other things. When God created us, He created us as creatures who wants to worship and we always long to worship.
所以我们每一个人都是你说我不信神的人，我是无神主义，不管你是什么，但是呢，你都在敬拜。
And some might say, I am an atheist, I do not believe in God, but whatever you are actually worshipping something.
因为他说我不信神，不过呢，但是他有偶像。
And he might say, I do not believe in God, but he has an idol.
你要知道吗，他可能是一个追星族。
He might be pursuing stars.
什么叫做追星族？就是你喜欢的明星，你喜欢的歌星，你喜欢的这些人物呢？都是你在追他，你在追的时候，他就是你的偶像。
So he might be pursuing some famous stars or persons and celebrities. And when he is pursuing all these celebrities, the celebrity becomes his idol.
你如果很喜欢一样东西，不管他是明星、歌星，或者是篮球员，还是足球员，你要花很多时间在追他的时候呢，你已经在牺牲你自己，为了要接近他，这个就是敬拜。
And he might be pursuing a singer or a star, but maybe not celebrities, but actually some sports stars like a NBA basketball player or whatsoever. When you are pursuing people or personalities like this, you end up sacrificing yourself in pursuit, and this person that you're pursuing becomes your idol.
所以如果你注意看我们今天的经文，他说：“弟兄们，我们以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是神所喜悦的，如此侍奉是理所当然的。”
And if we come back to the passage today, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God.To present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a spiritual worship.
So, 刚才我们讲到，我侍奉这个字是敬拜。你怎么样敬拜呢？要献祭，就是要牺牲的意思。
And we spoke about how worship is actually the same as service. So, how do you offer your worship or the service? You have to sacrifice.
你牺牲很多时间，你牺牲很多金钱，你可能牺牲了你的家庭，为了就是要追一样一个理想。
And you might sacrifice your money and sacrifice your time or even sacrifice your family because you are actually pursuing an ideal.
但你在这样追求的时候，那个追求已经成为了你的敬拜。
And when you pursue in such a way, that pursuit has become your worship.
为什么你的追求成为你的敬拜？因为你认为那个最有价值，那个最重要，它比任何东西更加对你来讲非常的宝贝。
And why did this pursuit become a worship?That's because you consider that thing that you're pursuing worthy of sacrificing everything in order to obtain that.
记得吗？我们讲什么叫做定义？定义就是说，敬拜的定义就是说，你把那东西看到比什么都重要，那个就是你的敬拜。
And remember, we talk about the definition of worship. It means that you consider something worthy, and so you are pursuing that thing that you consider worthy, and at the cost of everything else.
什么叫做偶像？
What's an idol?
很多人讲偶像就是那个木雕的、银雕的、铁雕的，但是不是圣经里面讲偶像是你当你要一个东西超越神的时候，那个就是你的偶像。
What is an idol? Some people think of an idol as a wooden or metal carving where people bow down to, but that is not the definition of idol. The Bible says if there is anything that you are pursuing more than God, that thing has become your idol.
有些人追求他的事业。
Some people pursue their career.
有些人追求他的这个兴趣。
Some people pursue their hobby.
每一个人有自己心目中的一些偶像，你追求他，而且不择手段，不管发生什么事，你一定要得到他，那个就是你敬拜的对象。
Everyone has some sort of an idol because whatever that you pursue and you sacrifice at all costs just to get that thing.That is actually what you are worshipping.
但是主说你们要尽心尽意尽意爱主你的神。
But God says you are to worship the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength.
主耶稣说，如果你爱父母、妻子、儿女多过爱我，你不配做我的门徒。
The Lord Jesus said, if you love your father, your mother, or your children more than me, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
所以你看到吗？敬拜是。我们每个人都敬拜，问题是你敬拜什么？
So you realize that we are all worshippers of something, but what is that thing?
所以那要看你的心里在追求什么。
So you need to check what is your heart in pursuit of.
所以请问你的心里在追求什么？你说敬拜的是什么？
So what does your heart long for and what are you worshipping?
所以你要知道你敬拜什么呢？首先要查看的就是你的愿望，你的 dream, 你的盼望，你的梦想是什么。
And if you want to check what you are actually worshipping, first ask the question, what is your dream and what do you wish for?
如果你要那个东西超越一切，超越 神的这个话语，超越所有的东西，那个就是你的敬拜 的偶像。
And if you are longing for something on, that is surpassing your longing for God, and you want to obtain that thing regardless of the cost, then that thing is what you're worshipping, and that thing is your idol.
我们可以换一个角度来思想。
And we can think about this from another perspective.
如果你失去什么，你会发脾气，而且，自暴自弃，因为你得不着你要得的东西，那个就是你的偶像。
If there is something that you have lost, and because of that, you actually throw a temple or you start to abuse yourself, that is the thing which is your idol.
如果那个东西对你这么重要，你得不着的，你根本不想再活了，那个东西就是你的偶像。
If that thing is so important to you, and if you do not obtain it, you feel like taking your own life and you don't want to live any longer, that thing is your idol.
所以你怎么样知道你敬拜什么呢？你最喜欢什么，或者你最生气如果你失去什么。
So how do you know what you're worshipping? Firstly, ask what do you like the most, or on the other side, what would make you most angry if you lose it?
这些都在心里呢。
These are all in your heart.
所以你要检查你的心才来敬拜。
So you need to examine your heart before you come to worship.
所以敬拜的意思呢，就是看重，看得很有价值，看得超越一切，那个东西你认为最重要呢，就是你的敬拜对象。
So the object of your worship is the thing which you value most, the thing which you consider most worthy to be pursuing.
所以呢，主要神创造我们，神要我们爱他，神要我们敬拜他，要把他看着最重要，比一切，我们连我们的生命都不比他重要。
God created us and he wants us to worship him, and he wants us to consider him to be the most worthy and even more valuable than our very own lives.
那么我们用怎么样敬拜呢？我们可以用口敬拜，我们要用心敬拜。
So how do we worship? The way of our worship can be through our lips and with our hearts.
那么今天的经文，保罗是告诉我们要用生命来敬拜。
And today's passage, Paul tells us to worship with our lives.
如果我们再看我们经文，他说我以神的慈悲劝你们要将身体献上，将自己的身体，当然不只是将我的肉体给你，我的心不给你，不是这个意思，是我整个人给你，将整个人献上当作活祭。
Paul tells us to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, as our spiritual worship, and of course to present the body does not refer to just the flesh, and you know, you can give your body the flesh, but if your heart is not given, then it is not acceptable. He's talking about the entire person, including both flesh and heart.
你知道我们在这个以前呢，很多妈妈教她的女儿。
And in the past, if you actually if you hear some old people how they teach the moms, how they teach their daughters.
昨天晚上我们在参加一个婚礼。
Last night we attended a wedding.
那么很多时候呢，那个女儿嫁出去的时候，妈妈总是要吩咐她，我知道你爱你的丈夫呢，那不要太过相信他，你一定要收一些私房钱。
And very often the moms will teach the daughters, I know you love your husband, but do not fully trust him. You need to keep some money for yourself.
应该有后路嘛。
You need to have a place to, you need to have a way to retreat.
他这样讲的时候，你就看到他的价值在哪里。
But when a person speaks like this, you know where this person, what this person is valuing.
当然，我们很反对这做法。
Of course, we object to such a teaching.
因为圣经教导我们说，夫妻要二人成为一体。
Because the Bible teaches us that the two shall become one flesh.
所以我们最一定 要在凡事上都要合一。
And in all things, the couple must be united.
但是母亲叫她的女儿说，你这个一定要 存一点钱起来，不要完全相信他。
And if the mom tells the daughter you have to have some private savings, do not fully trust your husband.
你知道他在讲什么吗？
Do you know what she's saying?
他说身体可以给你，钱不可以给你，那个比较重要。
So what she's saying is I can give you my body but not my money. So money is more important than my body.
所以你看他把钱看得比他的生命更重要。
So this person has actually placed money as more valuable than the body.
所以你会发现呢，我们讲到合一是要全人全整个人，不是只是跟分开来的。
So when we talk about becoming one flesh, it is in all aspects that they should not be separated.
所以他将身体献上的时候，不只是身体，是整个人。
So to offer or to present your body is not just the flesh, but it is the whole being.
那么同时呢，你会发现另外一件事情。
At the same time, you will discover another thing.
在你将身体献上当作活祭的时候呢，其实你是不但是你将身体献上，你是整个人身上。所以今天很多人说什么呢？哦，星期一到星期五是我的时间啊，主日是神的时间。你这样分开呢，是 dichotomy， 意思说你把它。把它 compartmentalize， 就是说你把它分开，这是我的，这是他的。
And to present your bodies as a living sacrifice is also not just referring to the flesh, but also referring to the time. Because many people today say to Monday to Saturday is the time for myself, while Sunday I set aside for God.
我们的时间可以这样分吗？
Can we dichotomize our lives like this and split the time like that?
啊，我奉献的时候，这个钱是给神的，其他的是我的。
And when we give offering and we say this part of the money is for God, the rest is for me.
是吗？
Is that true?
但是神要是将整个生命献上，不是将你的时间分割来，这个是他的，这个是我的。
God wants you to offer up your entire life, not be dichotomized and divide the time between God and your personal time.
所以很多人常常问我，奉献多少才够？
Many people often ask me how much offering should I give.
他说圣经是不是有教导十分之一，就是给十分之一。
And they ask, does the Bible talk about a tenth or 10%?
所以他问我要，他要我给他一个数目字。
And they want me to give them a number.
我告诉他们不是十分之一。
And I tell them it's not a tenth or not 10%.
如果你按照圣经的教导，在旧约里面呢，其实你把圣殿的税啊，所有的税加起来，至少三分之一。
And if you want to go strictly according to the Old Testament and you start calculating all the temple tax, etc., and you add them all up, it's at least a third.
Oh, wow, 三分之一很多耶。
And you say, wow, a third, that's a lot.
你等我讲下一句话。
But you listen to my next statement.
多少才够？
How much is enough?
全部。
All.
将身体献上。
Present your body.
神不但要你的钱，他要你的命。
God doesn't just want your money, He wants your life.
因为他用他的命来换取你的命。
Because He purchased your life with His.
但是他要你心甘情愿的献上。
But He wants you to do this willingly.
所以你不能够说这一点是我的，这个是他的，这个时间是我的，这个是他的，没有这回事，是全人的献上。
So you cannot say this part is His, this part is mine, this time is His, this time is mine. No, God wants you to present everything.
所以这个非常的重要。
This is crucial.
那么刚才我们提到这个字呢，将身体献上当作活祭，如此侍奉。
And we talked about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is your spiritual worship or service.
你会发现，侍奉跟敬拜呢是放在一起的。
You realize that service and worship they are interchangeable.
你知道吗？在旧约的人去敬拜的时候，不是坐着。
Do you know that in the Old Testament, when the people went to the temple to worship, they are not sitting down?
他们要带祭物来的。
They have to bring sacrifices.
他带祭物来的时候，他有很多工作要做。
And when they bring sacrifices, they have a lot of work to do.
他要预备那个祭物，他要做很多事情，这个叫做敬拜。
He has to prepare the sacrifice, get it ready, and do a lot of things.And that's worship.
所以敬拜呢，不是坐在这边敲起手，然后看你们那个节目安排的不好，那个唱的走调，讲到的时候他的发音错误。
And so worship is not crossing your hands or folding your hands and sitting there and criticizing the preacher for mispronouncing certain words and the song leader for singing off tune or what.
其实，在旧约里面敬拜的那个希伯来文呢，是指来奉献来。在设来做一些事情来服侍的意思。
So in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word For worship actually means to come and to offer or to come and to serve.
所以你真正的敬拜呢，不可以单单坐在那边，你要来教会服侍，你要来做一些事情来服侍弟兄姐妹，因为当主耶稣说你服侍弟兄姐妹，你就在服侍我。
So when you come to worship, it does not mean you should be sitting there, because you should come and to serve the church. You must serve the brothers and sisters, because the Lord Jesus said, whatever little thing that you do to one of this, you are doing it to me.
很多人说、哦、我一个星期我都去敬拜，我很好。其实我说你根本没有敬拜，因为你来教会坐在那边，然后就回家，你根本没有做一些事情，没有为主做一些事情，你什么都没有做，其实你根本就没有在敬拜。
Some people say, I'm very good. I go to church once a week and I go to church every week. But I reply to this that you are actually not worshipping, because when you come and you just sit there, you actually didn't do anything. You actually did not serve anyone. That's not worship.
所以你要敬拜吗？你必须用生命来敬拜，就是你要去服侍，服侍主要有动作的。
So do you want to worship? If you want to worship,then you must present your bodies and you must serve. You must serve God. To serve means there is action.
啊，如果我们继续看下去罗马书的话，就会发现原来主给我们不但要我们侍奉，他还给我们恩赐，他使到我们可以更好的侍奉，更有效的侍奉。
If we continue in the book of Romans, then we will realize that God doesn't just want us to serve, but He actually gives us spiritual gifts to serve in a better way.
所以我要问你，你有没有奉献？你有没有侍奉
？So I want to ask you, do you serve?
啊，如果你没有去做一些事情来为主做一些事情，你跟你的敬拜不完全。
If you are not serving God or doing something for Him, then your worship is not complete.
我再讲多一点。
And let me add on.
他说，怎么样的敬拜呢？或者刚才我们讲敬拜跟侍奉，现在我讲敬拜跟献上的关系。
And just now we talk about worship and the service. Now I'm going to talk about worship and sacrifice.
这个敬拜是献，献的意思是那个字是 sacrifice， 意思是说是牺牲的，是你把祭物，祭物就是牺牲，你为主牺牲了什么。
To worship with an offering includes or rather refers to sacrifice. So what have you sacrificed for God?
所以你看到这旧约的时候，他们去圣殿的时候，他们带牛带羊啊、如果没有钱带一些鸽子或者带一些鸟比较小的，但是他们一定牺牲一些东西。如果你没有为主做任何牺牲，你的敬拜还是不完全。
In the Old Testament, when the people came to the temple to worship, they brought sacrifices of bulls and lambs, or for the poorer people, for the two doves or pigeons. So they will always make sacrifices, and if you have not sacrificed for God, then once again your worship is incomplete.
今天我们是向神要主，我要这个，我要那个，我还不够，我还要。今天呢，我们的祷告是充满了我们的要求。
And today we come to God and we ask for things and we want things from God and we do not have enough and we keep asking for more and our prayers are filled with our personal requests.
但是保罗告诉我们，不是要求多，是你要将自己完全的献上。
But Paul tells us it's not coming to ask God for things. You are to present your entire being to God.
今天我们很不喜乐，是因为我们没有按照神的意思来敬拜他。如果你按照神的意思是将自己完全的给付出去，不是将神要拼命要拼命要。
Today we are not joyful because we are not worshiping in the right way. Instead of following what the Bible tells us to present our entire being to worship God, we keep coming to God and ask for more.
你知道吗？神已经把最好的给我。
Do you know that God has given us the best?
他给我们一切我们所需要的，他都已经给了我们。
He has already given us everything that we need.
你看以弗所书一章三节。
Look at Ephesians 1:3.
他说神已将天样各样属灵的福气都给了我们。
God has already given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
不但是这样，我们在罗马书第八章32节那边也看到，主不但给我们一切，他甚至他的儿子也给了我们。如果他给我们儿子，还不将所有的其他的都给我们吗？
And Romans 8:32, God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
如果主已经天父已经把他的儿子给了我们，我们还说不够，我还要，等于我们轻视轻看他儿子。
And if God has already given us his son, and we say that no, we want more, that means we are despising God's son.
你可不可以想象你的孩子或者你的爱人整天来到你面前就是我要我要我要我要，他讲的每一句话都是我要。
Can you imagine your child or your spouse who comes to you and everything that the child or the spouse says to you is, I want, I want, I want.
真正的爱是付出。
Real love is give.
我来能够为你做什么？
What can I do for you?
我告诉你，真正的喜乐就在这里。
Let me tell you, true joy is there.
主说，施比受更为有福。
The Lord says it is more blessed to give than to receive.
当你付出的时候，你才能够尝到真正的这个喜乐。
When you give, then you will taste true joy.
主已经不但他把一切都给我们，他把他儿子给我们，他甚至讲到说，一切有关生命和金钱的事情，在彼得后书一章三节，全部都给了我们。
God did not just give us everything with all the spiritual blessings and even His Son. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God has also granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
所以你会发现，这个献上，我们来到神面前的时候呢，我们要敬拜是要献，要牺牲，不是来不断的要，不是要求更多，而是主已经给我们一切了。我们要懂得是主啊，你已经把最好的给我们，现在是我们要将自己献上来感谢你，来赞美你。
So when we come to worship, we ought to be presenting our entire beings to worship God because God has already given us all things and even the best thing, His Son, He has given to us. So in response, we shouldn't be coming to God and asking for more, but rather to come and give ourselves, to give our entire being to worship God.
这个叫做敬拜。
That's worship.
啊，这个就是我的引言。
And this is my introduction.
我还没开始。
I have not started on the sermon yet.
所以说，让我们来开始。我们看十二章第一节。
So let's come to chapter 12, verse 1, and now we begin the sermon.
他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies.
所以你看到那个前面两个字吗？所以。
And it says, therefore.
你看到 therefore 的时候，你就知道这个经文呢，一定要回去看前面讲什么。
So if you look at the word therefore, it would mean you have to refer to the previous passage.
所以在这边他告诉我们什么呢？就是他告诉我们这里呢，他告诉我们说，保罗在一章到十一章呢，在讲教义神学，到了十二章，你们应该过这个应该有的生活表现。从十二章开始，他就告诉我们。
Actually, from Romans 1-11, Paul was writing about theology, and this is all the theology about God. And then from chapter 12 onwards, he tells us how to apply this and what to do.
他说，以前神为你做了这么多事情，所以现在你应该将身体献上。你看到前因后果吗？
And the cause and the effect here, God has done all these things for you, therefore now present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以我们跟大家讲了，第一章到第八章其实是在讲这个因信称义很重要的。等一下我跟大家一起来用很快来看这段经，这八章的经。
And we have already preached through chapters 1-8, and to summarize, chapters 1-8 is about justification by faith, and I will go through that very quickly again later.
那么九章到十一章是在讲以色列的这个问题。
Chapters 9-11 is about the problem with Israel.
我们会从九章到十一章呢，仔细的看神的这个拣选的道理，加上我们怎么样看以色列，将来我们以色列跟教会之间的关系是什么？所以我们要不想这么快就讲过去，要花时间慢慢的讲。
And I plan to eventually spend time to go through chapters 9-11 carefully with us about Israel and what they have done and what is the relationship between Israel and us now.
所以请大家打开罗马书第一章。
So please turn to Romans chapter 1.
很快的，我们讲很快的。 五分钟我就讲完它。
And I will be summarizing this in 5 minutes.
啊，这个很重要，你要看罗马书，罗马书非常重要，非常重要，非常宝贵的经文呢。啊，但是你要知道它的 train of thought， 它的思路，它怎么样发展它的那个它的主题。
The book of Romans is crucial, but we need to make sure we know Paul's train of thought.
所以保罗在写信给这罗马这个的 教会的时候，他提起来，他说我不以福音为耻，第一章第十六节，我不以福音为耻，因为福音本是神的大能，要进一切相信的人，包括以这个希腊人跟犹太人。
Romans 1:16 Paul writes, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
然后呢，他就在讲世人都犯了罪。
And then he talks about all have sinned.
所以你看第一章、第二章都在讲世人，不但是以世人，犹太人也犯了罪。
And chapters 1-2, all have sinned, and not just everyone, but this includes Israelites.
但是呢，来到第三章的时候，你看三章的第二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来了。神的义呢，是在这个律法以外，是因信称义。
And chapter 3:21, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. This is regarding justification by faith.
你看22节，就是神的义因信耶稣加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Verse 22, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction.
所以他说世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
但是神的恩典领导我们，不是凭我们的作为，我们本来都不配，他的恩典就是不配以而给你的，叫做恩典。
And indeed, all have sinned and we are not worthy, but God has still given us His grace. In fact, grace is defined as unmerited favor.
我们只要靠相信神就能够接受神的救恩。
Only by believing or to have faith in God, we then receive His salvation.
真的有这么便宜的事情，有这么容易的事情吗？
Is there really such an easy thing?
所以保罗就讲，你看亚伯拉罕，他用亚伯拉罕作为例子。
And then Paul gives Abraham as an example.
所以你注意第一章讲到神福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
So chapter 1, we see that the main theme there is about the gospel being the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
接下来第一章下半段到第二章是讲世人都犯了罪。
And then second half of chapter 1 to chapter 2 is about all have sinned.
那么这第三章就说神的义在这个律法以外已经显出来，要加给一切相信的人。
And chapter 3 is about how the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, and it is given through faith for all who believe.
所以他知道犹太人很难接受，他就用亚伯拉罕的做来证明。
And because he knows that the Jews will find this hard to accept, so he uses Abraham as an example to prove it.
第四章用亚伯拉罕，第五章用亚当来证明。
So chapter 4 is proving using Abraham's example, and chapter 5 from Adam's example.
那么第六章跟第七章呢，是在讲 question and answer， 问你答。他知道还有一些问题你们心里，他就用问答的方式来解释他的真理。
And in chapter 6-7, he actually explains all this in a Q&A fashion because he knows that the people will still have questions.
你看第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍然犯罪吗？
But look at verse 1 of chapter 6. What then shall we say? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
所以你看他说断乎不可。
By no means.
那么来到第六章十五节，这样的恩典之下，不在律法之下，就是可以继续犯罪吗？
And chapter 6 verse 15. What then are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace?
所以你会看到这六章七章的不断的是问答问，问你答问你答的这样的回答下去。
And so we see this pattern in chapter 6 and 7, a Q&A fashion.
那么你看到第七章第七节，这样呢，怎么说呢？律法是罪吗？你断乎不可。
And chapter 7 verse 7, what then shall we say that the law is sin? By no means.
然后到第八章的时候，他回到第八章第一节说，他说，在作为基督徒，在耶稣基督里的人都不定罪，所以一定得救。
And when it comes to chapter 8, he starts to say that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在第八章就开始讲到圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And then chapter 8 talks about the work of the Holy Spirit in our life.
在第八章的时候他就讲出三个叹息。
And in verse chapter 8, he talks about three groanings.
啊，这个万物都在叹息。
And all creation is groaning.
犹太人也在叹息。
The Jews are groaning.
不但是犹太人叹息，这个犹太对不起，这个万物都在叹息，基督徒也在叹息，甚至呢，圣灵也在叹息。
And all creation is groaning. All Christians are groaning, and even the Holy Spirit is groaning.
啊，你说世上没有苦难
？And you might say there's no suffering in this world.
这边连圣灵都在叹息。
But it tells us here that even the Holy Spirit groans.
啊，为什么圣灵也在叹息呢
？Why does the Holy Spirit groan？
啊，我告诉你，他圣灵当然在叹息的时候是为我们祷告，让我们能够更健全，能够更能够过这个成圣的生活。
The Holy Spirit groans when He is interceding for us that we might become more holy.
所以圣经告诉我们不要气馁，因为什么呢？八章二十八节是我们最喜欢的经文，他说我们晓得万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
And then Paul encourages us tells us not to be discouraged because Romans 8:28 a verse that we all love so much says we know that for those who love God all things work together for good.
所以神有计划。
So God has a plan.
他有一个 grand plan， 他有一个 grand scheme， 他有一个美好的计划，这个计划要等时间过去一个一个的实现。
And God has a grand plan which will come to pass as time continues to pass.
所以你会发现呢，神的计划是什么呢？二十九节的，原来他所预先知道的人，他就先预定他们；他预定的人，他就招他们来；招他们呢，他就定他称他们为义；称他为义的，最终呢，一定会得到荣耀。
Verse 29, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. Those whom he called, he also justified. Those whom he justified, he also glorified.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是看到神这个拣选的道理。
And we see the theology of God's election.
都不是靠我们，是靠神拣选的。
It does not depend on us, but it depends on God's election.
所以八章三十一节说，这样神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
That's why in 8:31 he says, "What then shall we say? If God is for us, who can be against us?"
所以来到这个第八章三十八节，他说，我深信不管是生是死，是天使，不管什么事情呢，我们都得胜有余。我主在主里面呢，必然得胜有余。
And verse 38, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor whatever will be able to separate us because we are more than conquerors.
神的计划真的这么好吗？
Is God's plan really that good?
所以有很多人还是不信，所以九章第六节说，是不是神的话落空了对于以色列人呢？
And many people still do not believe. That's why when it comes to chapter 9, verse 6, he continues and says, but it is not as though the word of God has failed.
当然不是
，Of course not。
为什么不是呢
？Why not？
要待下回分解。
Next time I will tell you。
所以呢，我们看到第一章到第八章呢，其实就是整个教义的教导。十二章呢，其实我们可以八章可以跳到十二章是，所以什么呢？你要将身体献上，主为你做了这么多，而且肯定你的救恩，所以你必须要将身体献上，当作活祭。来侍奉，来敬拜神。
So chapters 1-8, Paul has completed all his theological teaching, and we can actually jump from chapter 8 to chapter 12. After all that God has done, after all that God has given to us, even His Son, and our salvation is secured. That's why, therefore, chapter 12. Now you are to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以九章到十一章呢，非常重要的拣选的道理，而且非常清楚给我们看见。
Chapters 9-11 lets us see very clearly the doctrine of election.
所以他是从外邦人，然后再讲以色列人。但是外邦人，我们回去这个八章，他说神所预知的人呢，他就预定；他预定的人呢，他就呼召来；呼召的人，他就称他们为义，而且最后一定得到荣耀。这都是神的恩典，不是我们自己。
chapters 9 to 11 is about the election of Gentiles versus Israelites, but of course we already know this from chapter 8 verse 30, that those whom he predestined he also called, those whom he called he also justified, those whom he justified he also glorified. So this is the doctrine of the election by God, and it is not dependent on ourselves.
所以在我们回到12章,
so we come back to verse chapter 12.
他说12章第一节, 所以弟兄们, 我劝你们, 我们用神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上。
Therefore, brothers, I appeal to you by the mercies of God to present your bodies.
所以我的第一点，我的还这个还在第一点。我的第一点呢，就是神劝勉敬拜的劝勉。
And we're still on the first point of the sermon. That's our what I call the counsel to worship.
所以他说，所以弟兄，我以神的慈悲劝你们。你看到那个劝字吗？那个就是一个劝勉。I
appeal to you. This is a counsel.
他劝他。
He is appealing.
劝他什么呢？劝他要怎么样敬拜。
He's appealing to them or counseling them on how to worship.
怎么样敬拜呢？是将整个生命、将整个身体完全的献上。这样的献法呢，是神所喜悦的。
How to worship is to present your entire being, your bodies, and as a worship, and such worship is acceptable to God.
所以你看到他不是。 分开是整个人，所以身体呢，当然包括这个身体。我们如果回去看罗马书，他讲到不要犯罪。
And it's talking about the entire being, and you cannot separate. So firstly, we talk about our bodies, which is this flesh, and we return to the earlier parts of Romans that says you should not sin.
所以敬拜是 sacrifice， 必须要有牺牲，必须要有动作，必须要全心全意来服侍。
So worship involves sacrifice. There is an action behind it to serve.
因为时间的关系，我就不要跟你讲解释的太多。但是基本上在这里看到，我们献上是必须要付出。如果你没有付出呢，你的敬拜不够完全。Because
of time, I will not explain too much. But what this simply means here is that it involves sacrifice, and you must be serving, and it must involve sacrifice, otherwise your worship is incomplete.
因着主为我们所做这些事情，做这么多事情，从第一章到第八章或者到十一章，所以我们要这样献上。
And it is because of what God has done for us, and this has been recorded from chapters 1 all the way to chapter 11, and because of this, that's why we should respond by presenting our body.
犹太人明白这个事情。
The Jews understand this.
什么意思呢？犹太人明白呢，他们来到旧约的时候，他必须要把祭物献上去，是祭物要杀，而且要根据他们条例杀了之后献上去，完全的牺牲的交出去。
The Jews understand because when they come to offer sacrifices, there are a lot of things that they must do in preparation to offer the sacrifice and to kill the offering.
但是现在主不要死的祭物，主要活的。
But now, God doesn't want a dead offering, He wants a living one.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为主耶稣已经为我们定死了，主耶稣才是那个最终的祭物。
Because the Lord Jesus has died for us already, He is that final sacrifice.
旧约里面的所有的祭物都不能够除罪，只有真正他们是一个预表，指向耶稣基督。基督来了之后就不要再献了，因为他已经成就了。
All the sacrifices in the Old Testament, they do not take away sin, they are just actually pointing towards Christ, and once Christ has come, He has offered His life once and for all.
所以主不要我们牺牲。 生命，主要我们把生命来为他而用。
So God doesn't want us to take our own lives, but He wants us to use our lives for Him.
所以在哥林多前书里面讲说，他为我们死是要我们为他而活。
And the First Corinthians tells us that He died for us that we might live for Him.
所以现在他要活的，所以你的生命怎么样在你的生命中侍奉他呢？
So He wants a living sacrifice. How then do you serve Him in your life now?
所以在这边我们看到，第一个呢就是他的劝勉，第二个呢是他的命令。
So that's the first point, the counsel to worship, and point number two, the commands of worship.
所以在这边你看到接下来呢，你看到第二节，他说什么呢？他说不要效法这个世界，效法是一个命令，要心意更新而变化，这个变化也是一个命令。
Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. These are both imperatives.
啊，这个很重要。他说怎么样怎么样敬拜呢？啊，他你要献上，但是献上怎么样献上呢？献上你的活生生的怎么样献呢？就是你不断的改变你的生命，这个叫做敬拜神。
And how to present your bodies? It is to keep transforming yourself, and this is how you worship God.
我们来到神面前。
When we come before God,
我们就是新的祭物。
We are the new sacrifice.
这个祭物呢是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And this sacrifice is holy and acceptable to God.
所以他说将身体献上，其实有三个字来形容：是活的，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And to present your body as a sacrifice, there are three descriptive terms here. Firstly, it is living. Secondly, holy. Thirdly, acceptable to God.
Holy 或者圣洁的是set apart 的意思，是分别为圣的，是要把它分别出来的意思。
To be holy means to be set apart.
所以他说不要效法世界，不要跟着世界走，要离开世界出来，这个叫做 set apart， 这个叫分别为圣。
Do not be conformed to the world. Don't be like this world. Set yourself apart from this world. That's the meaning of being holy.
所以我们看到不要效法世界呢，而且要心意更新而变化。
So not to be conformed, firstly. Secondly, you must be transformed.
你有没有注意到英文跟华文有差别？
And do you realize the difference between the English and the Chinese?
英文的圣经跟华文圣经有差别。
There are differences here.
因为他说不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed.
你会发现一件事情，在这个英文圣经希腊文里面是被动的，华文是主动的。
And in the English, it is a passive voice, but in the Chinese, it is an active voice.
他说不要被世界同化的意思。
Do not be influenced by this world.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？我们已经是得救的人了。我们得救的人不要被世界同化。
We are already saved people, brothers and sisters. So as saved people, do not be influenced by this world.
所以我们不要在外表上，这个其实这个 be conformed 这个效法这两个这个字呢，其实是我们的英文字用 scheme 或者是测这个诡计的意思，是去策划。他说不要在外表像的意思 transform 或者是心意更新而变化，是从里面变出来，外表的变还是里面的变，这是两个不同的字。
And the word conform and transform actually have two different nuances. The word conform is referring to an outward kind of action or behavior, while the word transform is referring to inward inward kind of feeling.
我们已经是信主了，所以我们有个新的自我在里面，新的人在里面。
We have already believed in the Lord, and there is a new self in us.
所以我们的外表呢，不要像外人一样。
So our external behavior shouldn't be like the rest of the world.
不要像世界一样。
Don't be like them.
I mean, 这个是外表。你外表像你做你的生活作风都向外，那是不没有得救的人。你里面其实是得救的人，你不要这样做，不要让世界同化你。
So if what is in you is a new self, someone who has been saved already, then your external behavior should not be influenced by the rest of the world.
然后他要心意更新而变化，变化那个字是从心里面。你已经有一个新的心，主赐给你一个新的，从心里面慢慢变出来，变成你真正有，意思说你已经有那个 DNA 了，然后呢，你成长出来，原来你真正的基督徒变出来。
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. This is referring to an inward change. There is already a new self in you. Now, this new self in you need to grow and to have the external behavior reflecting the inner self.And when you are actually saved, you have this DNA that's in you. You need to reflect it in your external behavior.
让我们讲讲不要效法这个世界。
Let's talk about not being conformed to this world.
为什么不要效法这个世界？
Why should we not be conformed?
因为这个圣经里面教导我们，在约翰一书说二章十五节说，不要效法这个世界，世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在它里面。
Because 1 John 2:15 tells us, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以我们不要爱是，我们的爱是爱我们的主。
So we should not love this world, but we should love the Lord.
另外呢，约翰一书五章十九节，他说，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
And 1 John 5:19 tells us we know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
所以我们看到。不要爱世界，为什么呢？整个世界是握在他恶者的手下，就是撒旦的管理下。
So we see that we're not to love the world because the whole world lies in the power of the evil one or Satan.
那么他说以前呢，我们还没有信主的时候呢，就跟他们一样，随着什么呢？随从今世的风俗，跟随从这个世界的这个首领，其实他们呢，就是在撒旦的管理之下。
And Ephesians 2:1 tells us that before we were saved, we were dead in trespasses, and we were following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. In other words, we are under Satan's control.
以前我们跟随世界，现在你信了主，不要跟世界，要跟世界分别出来。
And that in the past you were following the world, but now that you are believers, you are to be set apart from the world and not to follow them.
所以我要问大家。我们要懂得，很多时候我们很少讲这件事情的。很多时候我们随波逐流，我们已经不知道我们跟世界没有两样。人家追求什么，人家有什么样的价值观，人家有什么文化，我们完全跟随，我们没有按照圣经的意思，按照神的意思把它分别出来说，我们基督徒不做这些事情，我们基督徒不走这条道路。
And we seldom talk about this, but it is actually true that.A lot of people, they are actually just following the way that this world is moving, and whatever they like, the Christians will actually like the things that the people like, and they talk about the things that people talk, and the way that they live their lives is just as if they are unbelievers. But no, we are not to be following the world in these areas. We do not want to do what they do. We need to be set apart because we are actually new.
所以我们今天不断的看连续剧，我们看新闻，我们看我们的手机，你要注意，你要懂得这些，有些东西是不属于圣经的，我们要懂得分辨，说不要跟随，你越一直跟他，你就越来越像他们。
So sometimes we watch all these TV serials, all these dramas, and we also play with our smartphones the way that everybody else does it, and we want to really realize that.There are some things which are not biblical, and we do not want to follow the world in doing all these things.
我年轻的时候很喜欢听歌。
When I was young, I loved to listen to songs.
现在也是很喜欢听歌。
Now as well.
所以我们要弟兄多唱给我听。
So we want our brother to sing more.
但是有时候你有注意到吗？你听一些歌，但是听久了之后，你的心情跟着那个歌来变化。
And do you realize that if you keep listening to some songs, your feelings change as you listen to the songs?
你如果听一些 blue 蓝的歌曲，你一听久了之后呢，你心情就 blue.
And you listen to blue songs, you will feel blue.
你会知道那个歌曲呢，对你生命有影响的。
You want to realize that songs affect your life.
他唱多了，那年轻的时候，我有段时间唱多了，为什么我这样moody？因为唱听太多 blue 了，现在我要 bright sunny 的歌了。
And when I was young, I felt very moody, and I realized that I've been listening to a lot of all these kind of songs. So I decided that I need to listen to other songs that's more bright and sunny.
所以你要注意，你在不断的吸收这些错误的资讯，结果你使到你心情的受它影响。所以我想这个不对，我就要改了。当然不是说所有的音乐不好，你要懂得分辨。
And you want to realize that if you keep listening to all these things, your feelings will start changing accordingly. And you need to know when to stop and when to change. I'm not saying that all music is wrong, but you need to be able to discern.
以前小的时候呢，很好胜。
And in the past, I always want to win.
现在不会了，你们知道相信。
And you know now I do not want to always win. You should know that.
所以我喜欢看那些功夫片，看完之后整天打功夫。
And I love those martial arts films, and after I watch them, I want to do martial arts.
所以想着看到人的时候，他拿一招出来，我就要用哪一招还给他。
And when I watch a person, I will imagine what strike he's going to, what move he's going to take, and what return I'm going to do.
结果有一次我想到，哇，每次我看到一个人，我就要他的要害。
And as I look at a person, I want to know where is his death spot.
我就是要伸手就抓住他，他就没有给他时间。
And I want to hit his death spot in just one strike.
后来想起原来主说我要爱人如己，哎呀，怎么这个东西好像不大对耶。
And then I recall Jesus say we are to love one another, and this is really bad.
你知道吗？现在很多人也是看连续剧。结果看到那些台湾连续剧，这个公他呢用那个公心，用很多的这种心计来做一个事情，结果呢看下面看人呢，全部都是看坏的一面。
And now there's a lot of Taiwanese dramas displaying all the schemes of men, and some people after watching all these dramas, as they look at people around them, they are always wondering if this person has a bad scheme or not.
结果我们受他影响。
And so we're influenced.
但是这样不好，我们要懂得凡是好的要思想，所以我们要什么呢？要心意更新而变化。
And these are not good. We need to think about good things. We need to be transformed by the renewal of our minds.
怎么样心意更新？你知道这个变化是从心开始的。
You want to understand that this transformation starts with your mind or your heart.
所以呢，你必须要先读主的话。
So you must first start by reading God's word.
让我来看。其实我有很多经文，我今天没有办法给大家看。首先呢，我们可以看第一，这个哥林多后书三章十八节，他说：“如果我们众人既然敞着脸看见主的荣光，就像镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣啊，那么如同主的灵变成的。”
And Second Corinthians 3:18, if we look at that, we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord.Are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
你知道吗？罗马书说神，我们世人都犯了罪，神拯救我们。最后呢，他的目的是要我们越来越像主耶稣。
The book of Romans tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But when God saved us, His goal for us is that we become more and more conformed to the image of His Son.
所以你看到要怎么样像耶稣呢？你不断的敬拜、思想主耶稣呢？从圣经里面不断的思想主耶稣呢？你越思想，你就越来越像他。
So how do we be conformed to the image of Christ? We need to read the Bible and understand who Jesus is. And the more that we read the Bible and we worship Him, then we will become more and more conformed to the image of Christ.
就好像现在的年轻人，你看到你的偶像，哎呀，那个是他这个现在不是台湾人，也不是日本，现在是韩国。
And just like young people, when they actually pursue idols, used to be Taiwanese, then Japanese, and now it's Korean.
他看那个韩国，结果他动作也像他，表情也像他，因为他越看越多，就是越像他。
And the more they look at the way that their idols behave, the more they start acting like their idols.
所以你我看你的行动呢，我知道你的偶像是谁。
So when I look at your behavior, I know who's your idol.
所以他说你要像多思想耶稣，你就越来越像主的形象。
So, the more you think of Jesus, the more you will become like Him.
诗篇119篇11节说，我将你的话藏在心里面，等我得罪你。
And Psalm 119 verse 11, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
所以呢，你要越来越像主呢，你越多主的话，你要承认主耶稣说，我求主你使他们承认你的真理就是这个主的话。
And if you want to be holy, you need to know and read more of God's word. Because Jesus prayed, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth.
所以我们不断地将神的话藏在心里，我们常常地去做呢，我们就越来越像主的话。
So if we keep meditating on God's word and we do accordingly, then we become more like the image of Christ.
就从心里越来越像主耶稣。
And from our hearts, we will then begin to become more and more like Jesus
Christ. 哥罗西书三章十六节说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理常常丰丰富富藏在心里，你当你这样做的时候，你就越来越思想主的话，你心神的话就充满你。
Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. And the more you do this, the more you become like Christ.
就是像斯伯真说，你如果把他割了他的手，他流出来的血就是圣经。
It's like what Spurgeon said before. If you actually cut him, what comes out of his veins is Bible.
所以哥罗西书三章十节说，我们是越来越像主，说我们渐渐的越来像我们的神。
And Colossians 3:10 tells us that When we put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator.
所以我们再来看我们的经文。
Let's get back to our passage.
他说，所以弟兄们，我用神的慈悲劝你们。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God.
所以这个就是神敬拜的劝勉。
And that is the counsel to worship.
所以他劝勉我们将身体献上，是活的，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And his counsel is that we must present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
他说如此的敬拜或者如此的侍奉，都是神所如此的侍奉呢，是理所当然的。
And this is your spiritual worship or your service.
这里理所当然呢，这个英文翻译成 spiritual， 其实这个字呢可以翻成，其实这个字就是我们的 logical， 那个 logic 的来源。所以它应该两样的翻译都可以，不过很多解经家应该翻译成逻辑或者是理所，华文圣经已经翻译成理所当然，就是逻辑的，很有逻辑的。所以他说你这样的敬拜呢是很有逻辑的，是应当的，是理所当然的，因为主已经为我们做这么多。
And the word translated spiritual here can also be translated as rational or logical. In other words, because of everything that God has done for you, it is logical, it is rational, and it is by right that you ought to do this in return.
那么第二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以一个劝勉，还有两个命令。
And there's one counsel and two commands.
所以这命令是什么呢？就是不要效法这个世界，不要让世界来同化。
And the command is.Do not be conformed to the world. Don't be influenced by the world.
要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
就是说你要变，怎么变呢？不要变向世界，要变来越像主耶稣。
You have to be transformed and not become more like the world, but become more like Jesus Christ.
怎么样越来越像耶稣呢？多读主的话，多思想主，多敬拜主，你就越来越像主耶稣。
How to be more and more like Jesus Christ? How to be transformed by the renewal of your mind? Read your Bible more and obey and look at meditate upon all these things more and do it more. You will become more and more like Jesus Christ.
所以这样是从心里开始的。
And this begins from your heart.
所以一个劝勉，两个命令，最后呢，我们看到那个结果。
So there's one first counsel and then the commandments and lastly we see the consequence of worship.
叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以他说，你们这样做之后呢，你就可以明白，察验是指你不但去从心里明白了之后，去知道之后呢，你就知道原来神的旨意是何等的善良，是何等的纯全，是何等的可喜悦。
That by testing, or in other words, you will be able to understand what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以你越读圣经，越亲近主，你就知道主的旨意是什么。
So the more you read your Bible and the nearer you draw to God, you will then begin to understand God's will.
所以你这样敬拜之后的结果是你明白，第一，你明白神的旨意。
So the consequence of your worship is firstly you understand the will of God.
第二呢，你明白他的旨意是何等的善良，他的旨意是何等的纯全，他的旨意是何等的这个可喜悦。意思说。你看到这一点的时候呢，你更加要敬拜。
And firstly, you will not just understand the will of God, but secondly, you also know that God's will is good and acceptable and perfect. And when you start to understand this, you will find that God is even more worthy of your worship.
所以到最后你说我的神真好。
And in the end, you will say, my God is so good.
所以诗篇说你们来尝尝。常常知道主的滋味是真是美善。
And Psalm says, "Come and taste that the Lord is good."
所以然后我们就知道主真好，我们就更加要敬拜他。
And when we know that the Lord is indeed good, then all the more we want to worship Him.
所以我盼望大家懂得如何来敬拜，如何来侍奉，如何来将身体、将整个生命献上。
So I hope that you know how to worship.How to serve, how to present your entire being.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close the prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, help us, Lord, to come with the right perspective. As we already have the new self in us, we ought to know what to do. And we should be coming to worship you and not thinking of gaining anything more than what you have already given to us. For you have given us your Son. Let us not despise your Son by asking for more, but let us respond in gratitude and in gratefulness by coming to worship you by serving. In Jesus' name, Amen.